Hey y'all, Marseille Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
This short break from civilization is brought to you by the Ford Bronco. Get back out there. The Ford Bronco. Built wild. Learn more at Ford.com/Bronco.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily. Become a better partner by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Hello, everybody, and thanks a lot for tuning in today on ORD. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator. Happy to be here today sharing a post from the one and only Chalene Johnson, who writes about all different types of things and therefore has been featured on all of our shows for years now. And this time we will hear her thoughts on how to be a better partner, not just in your relationship, but also in your business, should you be in business with your significant other. So let's hear what she's got for us as we optimize your life. Become a Better Partner by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Do you want to become a better partner with your partner? After 18 years of marriage and being in a relationship for 22, I still have to ask Brett how long we've been together. In fact, the only reason I know those numbers right now is because I recently asked him and wrote it down this time. Numbers aren't one of my strengths, and I've come to rely on Brett for these types of things. Being in business together for over 15 years now, we've learned that the secret to success is honoring and focusing on one another's strengths. Working with couples is something that is near and dear to our hearts, because success is fantastic, but not at the expense of your relationship and the people that matter most to you. Couples that stay together don't do it by accident. They work for it. And the same goes for building a business together. So today, I want to share with you some tips about being in business with your partner that I know will impact you whether you're in business together or not. These are our three tips for a successful partnership that we figured out the hard way and have brought us even closer. Number one, recruit the interest of your partner. Brett loves coaching high school football because it gives him a chance to mentor young kids. I love teaching fitness classes at the gym because I love connecting with people and feeling their positive energy. Do either of these things make us money? No, but they make our lives rich. So together, we make sure we honor each other's passions. I might not get excited about the plays he's running on the field, but I do take an interest in the kids he coaches. On the other hand, while Brett might not get excited about my choreography or music, he shares my interest in the fitness aspect of things and also ran the logistics of the fitness business we previously owned together. And we do the same in our business today. But we didn't always work together, and we weren't always so heavily involved in one another's personal interests or hobbies. I had to recruit him. When we began working together in our business, I had to tell him how much I needed him and his strengths. When Brett was graduating from high school, he was the number one recruited quarterback in the country. To this day, we have books full of recruiting letters from college football coaches that his mom saved, each one telling him how much their team needed his skills. I remember reading through those letters and finding one that really stuck out to me. It said, "Brett, we need you in the worst way." Can you say that to your partner? If you want your partner on your team, that's what they need to hear. What are his or her strengths, and why do you need them? How can you take a bigger interest in your partner's interests? And how can you include them in what you do? How can you recruit your partner? Number two, focus on your partner's strengths. The strengths of your partner will not change. This means that their weaknesses will not change either. I'm not going to lie and say that we don't frustrate each other sometimes, because we do. But we've also learned to take a deep breath and focus on each other's strengths. Brett honors my strengths and interest in personal development and social media, and I honor his strengths in the logistics of our business. While I might be the one in the videos, he's the one making sure it's possible for me by doing all of the planning, handling the finances, and doing the negotiating. He is a critical piece of our business, and there's no Team Johnson without him. His weaknesses are my strengths, and vice versa. Rather than focusing on our weaknesses, we honor one another's strengths and let each person thrive in their role. Stop getting so frustrated with your partner's weaknesses, because he or she is so strong in other areas. That's what I want you to focus on. Instead of being resentful and thinking, why am I always the one who ... realize whatever it is that you do, that's your role because you're good at it and it comes naturally to you. No partnership is ever 50-50 all the time. You are needed, and you are there to pick up the slack where they are weak. And where you are weak, that's where your partner picks up the slack. You have roles. Start honoring your partner's strengths and put them into your recruiting letters. Number 3, know what triggers a negative reaction in your partner. When you know what upsets your partner and why, then you'll take things less personal. Brett and I know each other's triggers, and it enables us to understand one another and work together so much better. What is your partner's most negative overriding belief about himself or herself? It might take a deep conversation, but understanding their childhood and past will help you understand their triggers in your business and everyday life. For instance, I know that Brett's overriding negative belief is that his opinion doesn't matter. Growing up with a successful and domineering football coach as a father, Brett learned to respond to any message with a yes, sir, and move on. As an athlete, there's no arguing with your coach, and there was no arguing with his father. While his father is a very loving man and never intended for Brett to take on that belief, he processed it that way. In our business, this trigger appeared when I questioned anything Brett worked on. An innocent question like, why do we have this scheduled on Tuesday instead of Wednesday, resulted in him throwing up his hands and getting frustrated, assuming he did it wrong or his opinion did not matter. Now that we've identified and discussed his trigger, I know how to avoid it and frame things differently. He now knows how much I truly appreciate his opinion and what he does for our business. Childhood messages. In my case, my overriding negative belief was that my value was determined by my ability to make money. When I was a child, my parents had a fire in one of their businesses and needed to borrow money in a savings account they started for me as a child. In an honest attempt to teach me about loaning money and showing me how they would pay me back with interest, I internalized the message as, I have value because I have the ability to make money. Again, my parents never intended for me to think this way, but as a child, that's how I internalized the message. In our business and life, this trigger appeared. If I ever felt that Brett was unhappy or stressed out, I immediately thought that I must work harder and make us more money. But in actuality, maybe he was just tired that day. Before I understood this belief, I was never able to stop working and truly enjoy the life we had created. Knowing this, Brett now approaches certain situations with me differently to avoid setting off this trigger. Final thoughts. Do you know your partner's negative beliefs and triggers? What could you be doing that sets off these triggers, and how can you approach the situation differently? While this might take a deep conversation, I can't stress enough how much this can help your relationship and your business. What causes your partner to overreact? Understanding his or her triggers is the best way to help your partner understand where you're coming from, handle it, and take the emotion out of it. Be considerate of your partner's triggers and start rethinking how you can frame and approach situations. While it took us some time and hard work to figure these things out, they are crucial to the success of our marriage and our business. It wasn't always like this, and we certainly still have our tiffs now and then, but we have learned to focus on and honor one another's strengths and truly understand each other. It takes work, but it is so worth it, because you're better together. You just listened to the post titled, Become a Better Partner, by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'll be back in a moment with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Coffee Mate. Coffee Mate is the world's biggest coffee lover because we love all the ways you enjoy. What? Wait. Coffee Mate can't love coffee more than me. I'm a foodie. I went to Kyoto just for a nitro matcha latte. What? Oh, I have to finish the ad. Coffee Mate, for the love of coffee.
What's new from Apple? There's the new iPhone 16 Pro, built for Apple Intelligence. And it comes with the all-new camera control, giving you an easier way to quickly access your camera tools. The new Apple Watch Series 10 has our biggest display and our thinnest design ever. And this? It's the sound of active noise cancellation, now available on one of two new AirPods 4 models. So quiet. Check out all of the new products and new features at Apple.com. You can even buy yourself something new. See Apple.com for product availability updates. Apple Intelligence coming this fall.
That's the sound of a tree in Tennessee's Great Smoky Mountains, releasing volatile organic compounds, which is just a fancy way of saying it's creating fog. And that makes the Smokies smoky. This is one of many sounds in Tennessee with a story to tell. To hear them in person, plan your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, and thanks a lot to Shalene for this post. One of my favorites from her, actually. I think that she is exactly right in how valuable it is to fully understand your partner in these ways before entering into a business together, and really a relationship together in general. Leveraging strengths, finding shared interests, spotting triggers, of course, these are all critical parts of healthy relationships, and their importance is amplified should you have not just the commitment of a relationship, but also the commitment to be in business together. But still, while today's article talks about how to thrive if you're in business with your partner, there's a lot to ask yourself before entering business together, too. Are you interested in changing your current work life? Are you comfortable with your lives intertwining that much more? Are you prepared for the financial implications of working together, whether or not your marriage lasts? Needless to say, it is a massive shift, and just because we've been taught here today about how to optimize a business partnership, it doesn't mean it's right for everyone to enter into in the first place. So think about that. That'll do it for today, everybody. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and considering the contents of this article. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll hope to see you tomorrow for more ORD. That's where your optimal life awaits.